Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Happier Life Today. It is your favorite health and happiness ambassador, Sharice Taylor. And today I want to talk about threads of happiness. You know, the thread is what keeps the fabric together, correct? That's what we really count on to keep our favorite blankets, our favorite articles of clothing together. It's all about the thread. And when a thread is out of place and we snag on it, sometimes we get a hole, things, the hem may unravel and things of that nature. So I want to talk about using that analogy, actually, to talk about our subject today. And that's how to keep our lives together. How to keep the fabric of our lives together, threads of happiness, those practices, those people, those things that we need to keep in our lives to keep our level of joy up. All right? And we all want more of that, correct? So I'm going to share today some of my threads of happiness that I plan to continue to implement and have as a mainstay in my life. And what I want you to do is to reflect on what you can do, what you can start to implement or cultivate further in your life on a regular basis so that you are able to experience more joy, more peace, and more happiness. So my first thread of happiness is that of prayer. I am of the Christian faith, and so prayer for me means taking time away from the hustle and bustle of life, the busyness of our to-do list, our schedules, our email inboxes, our social media, all of that, shutting that down, closing that down completely, and getting quiet so that I can hear God speak to me, and also taking some of that time to express my gratitude, which is another thread. Didn't have that as a distinct thread, but including in my prayer time, just to start off and just say, God, thank you for, and fill in the blank, fill in the blank, fill in the blank, and fill in the blank. And talk about fuel for happiness. When you have gratitude, you start off your prayer time just being thankful and giving, having a heart of gratitude, giving thanks to God for everything that you already have. Everything in your life that has already blessed you, that really sets your heart and your mind in a very peaceful and joyful place. So prayer for me is definitely one of my threads of happiness, and it also offers a time to get into the Word of God, which is thread number two. So I believe in the Bible. I believe that it is the basic instruction before leaving earth. And for me, that book and the contents within really speak to me, especially the book of Psalms and Proverbs are of great comfort to me. And they give wisdom and direction and insight, revelation, even sometimes. So threat number two for me is the Bible. Bible reading, Bible study, reflection and meditation on particular scriptures, speaking certain scriptures out loud just truly gives life to my bones. So definitely number two, Bible reading, Bible study. Number three, my third thread of happiness is music. Music. You know, a very strange thing happened, actually, today out of my prayer time. I started to sing, which again, this never happened. I started to sing the lyrics to Bruce Springsteen's My Hometown. I know. It's weird. Took me aback for sure. I was like, okay, haven't listened to the song, heard that song in a while. And just the lyrics of it helped me to quiet and do some introspective work and thoughts, rather, about a lot of things. And that's probably another podcast. But music brings a lot of joy to me. And we all have our different interests as far as the different artists that we may like, the different genres of music that we like. But thank goodness that there's something out there for everybody. And so music is really, to me, a thread that makes me happy, but also that connects us. Music is a language that speaks to everyone. And so that is definitely my third thread of happiness is music. Number four, laughter. Laughter, 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 laughter. They say laughter is the best medicine, and I truly believe that it is. It makes our body do happy things on the inside. We're smiling, we're feeling good, we feel more energetic when we are laughing. And so whether it's a good comedy special, an old 70s or 80s sitcom that I really used to watch or love, putting that on and giving that a spin, getting around people who are funny. My middle brother is the comedian of the family, and just a call to him, a 15-minute call, had me, you know, cracking up. He's incredibly funny, the funniest person I've ever met, had the privilege of knowing, actually, in my life. So laughter is my fourth thread. My fifth thread, kind of tying into talking about my brother, is family. Family. Surrounding myself with family, having that fellowship and fun with them always brightens my day. Spending time with my parents, my siblings, my nieces and nephews, just having quality time of communication with them, doing, you know, fun things together, whether it's watching a movie, watching a little TV, sharing a meal, playing a game. Having family close and having fellowship with them is definitely one of my threads. And the sixth is service, finding ways to give of your gifts and to give of your time, to give of your resources, monetary and otherwise, to bless other people. So service, whether it's donating a couple of hours with your local church, whether it's with the local Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but finding a way to serve your family, to serve your community is very important. For me, that's one of my threads. Number seven, rest and relaxation. This is the last thread, but certainly not the least. So definitely, taking the time to rest, to refresh my mind, restore my body, and also, again, to have that time to reflect, to be alone with your feelings, your thoughts. Is there anything that's, you know, as I call it, mud in your wings, that's serving to be mud in your wings to keep you from really experiencing the joy and the peace that you want in your life, and how can you comb through that, deal through that, so that it's under your feet. You can use it as a stepping stone. So having rest and relaxation is also very important for our physical health, right, to get appropriate rest every day. So those, again, are my seven threads. Not to say that you have to have seven. You could have one. You could have two, three, whatever number. But how can you start to implement different elements into your life on a regular basis, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever the case may be? what can you start to implement into your life to bring about more happiness? You know, tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. And so it is very important that we recognize what our threads of happiness need to be or what we want them to be and begin to implement those as quickly and as often as we possibly can. I thank you for investing your time with me here on Happier Life Today. This is your host, Charisse Taylor, and until next time, remember this.